My stories with the ashram. Guiyume Chen was born in mainland China, where she studied to become an engineer. However, she was sent to the countryside to work as a farmer during the Chinese Cultural Revolution. Ultimately, she immigrated to the United States and worked as an engineer for the city of New York till her retirement. Over the course of the last 15 years, Chen regularly visited Arunachal Ashram, where she would humbly clean the bathrooms and then spend long hours of meditation in the shrine. Chen and her husband recently bought a flat on the coast of China and are leaving New York. We will all miss her quiet, humble ways and sincere presence. Unsolicited, Chen sent us the following article. A higher power is leading you. Be led by the same. Sri Ramana Maharishi. It was Labor Day weekend in 1998 when I took a walk along the street where I lived. After only 5 minutes, I found myself standing in front of a small two-story corner house. I hesitated, then walked up the steps to the porch. The door was open. I walked into the house. Little did I realize then how walking up those steps would make such a big difference in my life. The small dwelling housed Ramana Maharishi's ashram in Forest Hills at that time. How did I hear about this place? I had a co-worker whose name was Rao. He took a vacation in India, and when he came back, he told me of a mountain called Arunachala and the mysterious attraction he felt for it. Arunachala had a center in North America. He gave me the address. When I looked at it, to my surprise, it was on the same street where I lived. That was how I found the ashram. The house was crowded that evening, probably due to the long holiday weekend. I found a quiet place in the hall and sat there for a while. Ramana Maharishi's smiling picture was on the wall. A very subtle feeling quietly came to me, like a gentle breeze or very light music. I could not explain what it was. I did try to tell others later, but I don't think they understood. I liked that feeling and kept coming back. After I got to know the people in the ashram, I had the feeling that I had found my own tribe or my own race. I was the kind of person who did not easily fit into the social circles around me. But here, in the ashram, the people I met were interested in the same things that interested me. It was quite normal to talk about saints, teachings, and meditation here. Finally, I realized that deep in my heart, I belong to a special group. I am a spiritual seeker. Since then, I started to meditate in the ashram. One summer night, I went to the ashram after dinner. It was raining hard. Only two people were meditating there in the shrine at the time, an elderly gentleman and I. I started meditating on the inquiry, Who am I? After a while, another curious question arose. If I die, what will go with me? What will be left behind? How about my feelings, my memories of my friends and family? Very slowly, the mind slid into a state that was peaceful, transparent, a vast, limitless feeling. That night, when I finished meditation and walked home along the street, I had a strange feeling that the apartment buildings along the street were somehow transparent. I could see through them, see far away. The following days, normal activities continued. However, those feelings lingered, like background music. After about 10 days, the feelings gradually faded away. Ramana Maharishi appeared in my dreams twice. I told these dreams to several people. One of them told me, "This is a beautiful dream. Why don't you write it down?" Now I am trying. Dream 1. I had this dream about 10 years ago. It was unforgettable. I still remember it very clearly. In the dream, I went to visit a school. The school entrance had a gate and a security guard's small hut. Ramana Maharishi was standing next to the small hut, looking a little bit darker and older than he appears in the big smiling picture in the hall, similar to a black and white picture I had seen somewhere in the ashram. It seemed a natural thing to see Bhagavan there. I didn't feel any surprise. Bhagavan didn't show any surprise either. It seemed he said something. I was not sure what he said. However, I understood his meaning. "I knew you were coming. I have been waiting." Then he showed me around the school. I followed him. In the middle of the school, there was a courtyard. Around the courtyard were several two-story buildings. Young people were walking around, talking, laughing. We visited the art department. I saw people studying, singing, and dancing there. The science department was much quieter. Finally, we came to the department of yoga. Here, there was a group of yogis meditating in a large hall. Bhagavan and I were standing by a large glass window, looking at those yogis. At that time, I suddenly felt very happy. Happiness welled up from deep within my heart and spread far like an endless ocean. A soft, colorful mist surrounded us. I had this strong feeling that everything around us was so beautiful. I felt as free as a wind, full of energy. Compared to that moment, I had been living like a corpse, always so inhibited and full of stress. Life was like a flower bud in blossom at that moment, expressing all its beauty and energy. Overwhelmed by happiness and wonder, I turned to Bhagavan and said, "Now I know this is what I want to learn in my life. This was really a very special dream for me. It gave meaning to my life. I have never doubted it. Since then, not a day has passed in which I don't meditate or read some spiritual books. Slowly or fast, I have been walking on the path that seeks wisdom. Dream 2. I had this dream in the period just after I retired. From the time I was young, I always liked art. However, before my retirement, I could only take painting class during the evening or on weekends. After I retired, I could at last paint full time every day. My new life made me feel so happy. All of my thoughts became focused on art and painting, and I became a little crazy about my pursuit, talking to everybody about art. Then, once again, Bhagavan appeared in my dream, very kind, like a father or uncle, and very gentle. He said something to me. I was not quite sure what he had said. However, I understood his meaning. You have some problems now. Probably in order to convey his message more clearly, a movie or video was being shown. In it, I saw a young man who used to be my co-worker. We had been working on a research project together. For whatever reason, he was crazy about the job he was doing and often talked about it with great excitement. He thought he was doing the most important thing in the world. As I watched him talking in the video, I realized that I was doing the same thing, talking about painting all the time, believing my art was the most important thing in the world. Like a cool breeze blown into my overheated brain, I realized my mistake.